Hi there. This is Ryoko Takao from Tokyo, Japan, and you are listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 75 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. The expression I want to teach you today is to flesh out. To flesh out, that's flesh, F-L-E-S-H, and out, O-U-T. What does it mean to flesh something out, or to flesh out something? To flesh something out means to add detail to something. Think about what an idea is like at the very beginning. At the very beginning, your idea probably does not have a lot of details. It just has some general things. It has a general shape. So you will get to the point where you need to add detail. You need to start answering questions. Well, how will we actually get to the airport? And what time will we need to pick up your brother? All of those sorts of details will have to be figured out and decided. And that's what it means to flesh out your plan. It means to add all of those details. Why does flesh out mean to add details? Think about that word, flesh. What does flesh mean? It's not really a very common word. There are other words that we usually use to mean the same thing. Flesh can mean skin, and it can also mean meat or muscle. So, to flesh something out means to add meat to it, to add meat to the bones. Think about a skeleton. It's just a bunch of bones. But if you flesh it out, if you add the meat to it, you end up creating an entire creature. Well, that's not really how creatures are made, but you can get the idea and understand where the expression to flesh out came from. It comes from the idea of starting with something simple, starting with the bones, starting with the skeleton, and then adding things to it to build up your bigger, more complete thing. And now I can hear you asking, but what about out? Why is it to flesh out something? What does out mean here? Well, that is an excellent question. Out is a part of many phrasal verbs, and it often has a meaning of completely or to a great extent. And that's why to stretch out means to stretch completely, or why to work out a problem means to solve a problem completely. Okay. Here are some sample sentences that use the expression to flesh out. The boss thought that my proposal was good, but he said we needed to flesh it out a little bit more. I've got a good idea for a story I want to write, but now I need to flesh out the plot. Until we flesh this plan out, we won't know how much it costs. In all of these example sentences, to flesh out means to add information or add detail to something simple, basic, or preliminary. And that's the end of episode 75 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions about the podcast, I want to hear them. And I'm always looking for people to record introductions for future episodes, the same way Ryoko recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode. For all of those things, the email address is everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.